A state House committee has approved major changes to Michigan's no-fault auto insurance. The legislation would cap medical fees and restrict the kind of care people who are badly hurt in car accidents could get. Lester Graham with Michigan Watch has been following the issue and has this update.
As it is now, if someone is catastrophically injured in a car accident, no-fault personal injury protection pays for all the necessary medical and rehabilitation expenses. It's unlimited lifetime benefits if necessary. This new bill would limit medical fees, and it would give motorists the choice to purchase $500,000, $1 million, or $5 million worth of coverage. After that, you're on your own. The people who want these changes to no-fault insurance say this is about lowering auto insurance rates. They note more people are driving without insurance because they can't afford it. A Michigan Watch analysis found there would be little or no insurance rate savings and no guarantee any savings would be passed on to consumers. The Michigan Insurance Commissioner, Kevin Clinton, testified before the House committee. He says predictions that consumers won't see any savings are wrong.
I want to assure everyone that this won't be the case. The competitive marketplace should result in lower rates, and if it doesn't, OFER stands ready, willing, and able to step in to make sure it does happen.
OFER is the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. That office is legally restricted in how and when it can step in to address insurance rates. Commissioner Clinton also echoes the concerns of the insurance companies that the proposed changes must be put in place to keep a catastrophic claims fund solvent. The insurance industry determines rates for the fund behind closed doors. Representative Marsha Hovey Wright asked the commissioner, "How do we know whether the fund is unsustainable?" Here's Commissioner Clinton's answer.
It is extremely difficult to predict these costs.
Then how can we impose a cap?
Well, I think the current system's just unsustainable. I just don't think it can work.
So it's extremely difficult to predict what the fund needs, but the insurance industry is certain it's unsustainable. Opponents of the changes are worried people who are severely hurt in the future won't get the coverage or care that they need if these changes are approved by the legislature and the governor. Insurance Commissioner Kevin Clinton says people will have other choices.
You can go to your health insurance. You can go to Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. You can sue people. That's the way it operates in 49 other states.
Clinton says even with the restrictions and caps, this coverage will still be better than in those other states. Opponents say catastrophically hurt people will end up paying the most. Representative Kate Siegel noted they'd heard hours of testimony from families who found the current no-fault personal injury protection saved their families from financial ruin and made sure people who were badly hurt got the care and rehabilitation they needed.
I mean, with the testimony of families, with a car hitting a child on the side of a road on a bicycle, that's why we require auto insurance. But now we're saying you got to go sue for all that payment. I don't understand why we would want to switch to that system.
Democratic members of the Insurance Committee ask for more time to study last-minute changes to the bill. Republican Representative Pete Lund, who sponsored the bill, moved ahead with the vote.
So this is not the end of the issue, but merely moving the process forward. I'd like to have the clerk please call the roll.
With the vote along party lines, the bill now goes to the full House for a vote. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.